The bottom line is to understand a mentor provides invaluable guidance, and that is wonderful for you when you start a business as you move to the right side of the quadrant. Remember, on the right side, it's a team sport. So let's talk about team.
This is one of my favorite subjects, to talk about the need for having a team. And I want to first start with a story. And this story comes from my childhood. I grew up in Oregon. Realizing the cold days that we frequently had, one of our activities was to go to the Oregon coast where it was even colder. See if you can envision going on a pier to go catch crabs, the large Dungeness crabs that are indigenous in that area. In order to do that, you have something called a crab pot. A crab pot is shaped like a funnel, but it's made of net. And it allows the crab to crawl in, but it can't crawl out. So that's how you catch a crab. And you would throw these out and wait in that cold winter day. And after a while, drinking coffee, you pull up the crab net, and inside you'll have, hopefully, more than one crab. Now, that's important, because if you have one crab, you're going to have to leave them in the net. If you have more than one, you can take them out and put them in a shallow box. And the box typically was just a large plywood box that the sides are only 5 or 6 inches high. And it's important, if you do this, that you have more than one crab. The reason is because although a crab could easily climb over the top of this 5-inch barrier, if it tries, the other crab will pull it back in. This always happens. They pull each other back in. Well, the same thing happens around you. You might have experienced this. Perhaps as you've listened to this program, you've gotten excited and you've wanted to talk about this to your friends, to your family, and you've noticed they've said things like, "You can't do this. That won't make sense.
It'll never work.
It'll never work." You hear that all the time.
"You don't have enough money."
There's lots of those kinds of things you'll hear. And what that is just like those crabs. They're trying to pull their friends back in into that false sense of security. Now, of course, you probably can figure out what happens to the crabs who stay in the box. They don't have a very long lifespan after that. So the answer really is they need to take the chance to crawl out. Just like that, you already know that there is a chance that you can have financial freedom, and you need to then choose to be rich, to make that choice. But as you talk to your friends, your current team, they're going to tell you you can't do it. So that's the first fundamental step in establishing a team.
You want to select team members that are going to support you and propel you to the right side of the quadrant, not those that are going to hold you back.
Exactly. So the key is to add some team members who can help support you. That's the first step in building your team. First, identify who already is on your team, what you need to do with the advice you receive from them, how valid it is, and what members you need to add. And as you identify additional people to add, you're going to want to look at their particular skills, the qualities they have, and experience. In other words, you probably already know you will need an attorney. But in actuality, there's many different types of attorneys. There's intellectual property attorneys. Those are the people who help you set up patents and copyrights to protect the intellectual property you create. There's also real estate attorneys who are specialized in handling real estate deals. There's what are called transactional attorneys who handle contractual law and setting up corporations. So it's important to understand what specialties different people have.
And as you're looking for an attorney, ask them specifically if they have experience unique to what you want to do, because you don't want to pay them to learn it. You want to go to them so that they can use their experience in that field to help you. Ask them for references. That goes with all of your team members.
As you ask for those references, this is just an aside, you may find that with an attorney and with a CPA, they won't be able to give you actual names. These types of professionals are prohibited from disclosing that kind of information because of client confidentiality. However, they can tell you, my average client makes $500,000 a year. And if you know that's where you want to be, then that makes sense. Or if they tell you, my average client is a farmer and you want to start a microelectronic company, you realize there's not a good fit. So ask for a typical client, ask for what they're used to working for, And additionally, you might ask their personal experience. For example, if you're going to a real estate attorney, you might ask them what kind of real estate they are involved in. That will help you get an overall view of their experience.
It's called walk the talk. Does the attorney walk the talk? It may very well be that you want a tax advisor who knows the tax law related to real estate, and they may not specifically own real estate, but if they do, it's all the better for you.
And as far as a how to get started in that step, I strongly suggest that you take a moment to think about what your financial plan is, and then list the types of advisors you will need. Not everyone will need the same ones. There's some ideas for these types of advisors in your text at pages 3-140 through 3-158. As you look at those pages, you can see some ideas, but you may need to add some additional ones. For example, if your plan is to develop real estate, you may not need an intellectual property attorney.
But if you're starting a business, buying a franchise, joining network marketing, or starting your business from scratch, you will definitely need an intellectual property attorney to protect you and to make sure you understand what you are signing.
That's absolutely true. So it's critical that you get the specific types of expertise you need.